and welcome to Behind the Adventure, where we take a closer look at the story behind adventures on Awe Island. I'm Christy, part of the writing team here on Awe Island, and I'm here with Susie, creator and head writer of Adventures on Awe Island. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Christy.
Today's episode is a little different and a little special. We've been recording these behind-the-scenes discussions after every chapter of Adventures on Awe Island and releasing them for Patreon. This episode, we're going to talk about the entirety of Season 1, and we're releasing it for all of our listeners. So if you're listening to this and you're not subscribed to our Patreon, if you enjoy hearing what goes into writing this story, please consider joining us there. You'll get to hear these behind-the-adventure episodes as the season unfolds chapter by chapter. So, without further ado, let's talk Season 1 of Adventures on Awe Island. First and foremost, how are you feeling now that Season 1 is complete?
I am feeling fantastic. I'm shocked. I'm excited. I'm very satisfied with how it turned out. I honestly can't believe we're here.
Yeah, it's been almost a year since we released that first episode.
It has. And look where we've come to.
It's wild. Well, I imagine that once you reach the end of something this big, you're looking in the rearview mirror, as it were. You can probably see the whole season a little differently than you could while you were in the middle of writing it. So I was wondering if there's anything in this season that is different from your original plan that changed while you were writing it.
That's a really good question. I wouldn't say anything's particularly different, but I would say that when I started the season, I just had the framework. And so it's like having a coloring book with just the outermost lines. And now that I've colored it all in and added all the shading, the story has revealed itself in a much deeper way than what I had in mind in the beginning. And that's exciting and kind of fun.
So there are little things maybe that changed, but the structure was still the same.
Yes, exactly.
Would you be willing to share a little thing that maybe turned out differently than you were expecting?
Sure. I guess the biggest little thing that turned out differently was the fact that Marie moved away. I had originally known in my structure that I needed something big to happen for her that would cause her to have to grow up a little bit more quickly and deal with something. And I wasn't sure what that thing was exactly. And I tried on a few different thought processes and events, and I settled on moving away. And I realized that it fit in not only really well with this story and where I needed the characters to go, but also it fits in with the grander scheme of multiple story adventure, so to speak. So,
okay. So perhaps something coming up?
Yes. When we start season 2, we are going to continue on the journey with Marie, JJ, and Christian.
Awesome. Another question I had was there anything in season 1 that was particularly meaningful to you? Is there something that you think will stay with you as you continue writing this story?
There's a few things. I really love the friendship between the three friends, between Marie, JJ, and Christian. I love how they supported each other. They each were their own person. They each contributed to the friendship in their own way. And it felt wonderful to write about it and discover it at the same time. The other thing that was really meaningful to me was having them complete the tasks and getting to the ceremony and concluding that whole arc for them. I guess when I was growing up, I had a couple of things that I went through that resulted in a ceremony somewhat similar to what they had, a little different, but they were events that have stayed with me throughout my life. Like, I still am proud of it. I'm still think about it, and it still gives me a little burst of self-confidence. And so to have that event for them and have them achieve such an important goal to them, I don't know. It was meaningful to me, too. I experienced it right along with them, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, you liked having a sort of culmination of everything that they've been working towards and a recognition of not just what they've done, but also that they've done it together.
Exactly. And they couldn't have done it alone. It's that saying, you know, we're better together. And as a friendship group, Marie, JJ, and Christian are definitely better together. They're all awesome kids on their own. But boy, they achieved some really important stuff when they worked together. And they enjoyed having their friendship to bear witness to it. You know, if you think about it, if you do something great and nobody witnesses it and it's just in your own head, I don't know. It's not, for me, it's not as fun as sharing it with somebody. So I'm glad they got to share it with each other.
Yeah, I think it's something to aspire to have more recognition of even the little good things that people do.
Exactly. And to allow yourself to rely on other people along your journey. I'm a fairly independent person, and I don't ever want to be the person that forgets to include the people around me in my journey, so to speak, because it's so much more fun and so much more rewarding accomplishing things and even just being around the people that you know and love and making new friends along the way, too.
I love that. So let's talk about the season finale. Episode 46 kind of breaks with the structure in that we're not getting a three-part chapter. We really just get these final moments of Marie on Awe Island moving away. And then we get a mysterious epilogue right at the end. Can you talk a little bit about how you approach writing this episode?
Sure. So the episode 46, the final chapter, saying goodbye, is a shorter chapter, a much shorter chapter than the others. I didn't really need it to complete the story. They already had finished the tasks and had the ceremony, and everybody knows Marie is moving away and all of that. I really wanted it to be kind of a more introspective moment for Marie from the moment she wakes up, almost like, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but sometimes when I know a big moment is happening on a certain day, everything starts off kind of in slow motion on that day. And I feel like I'm a little bit more hyper aware than I am usually. And sometimes then time speeds up and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, it's happening right now. You know, and I thought I had a few more hours. And I feel like a big life event, like leaving your home and moving away, is one of those moments where having that extra spotlight on Marie's experience of that final day in her home as she's leaving was a really nice way to close out the story. And yet I had the zinger at the end, which opens the door to the next story. So that was the purpose of the chapter. And right after that, I hope our listeners liked the epilogue, and that is a hint about what's to come. And I had a lot of fun writing that one too.
It's very interesting that you talked about the experience of the way that time flows in an intense moment. That's all I'll say on that. I was wondering, in regard to the epilogue, how did you think about what you wanted to reveal versus what you wanted to be a little more vague about? What strategies did you use to sort of thread that needle?
Great question. First of all, I do want to say that was a great observation about time in speeding up and slowing down. Regarding the epilogue, how did I approach it? Well, foremost, who's the protagonist in the epilogue? It's not Marie, that's for sure. Yes, you're right. I chose not to reveal who the people are that I was writing about. So we have the traveler and the host, and we have this moment that the audience, the listeners, don't even know when exactly it's happening, but it's happening. And so it was meant to pique some curiosity, because those answers will come in the next season. So I it was a hint at what's to come from the perspective of somebody other than Marie.
I don't even know who they were. I do have theories about who these people were, but yeah, you haven't even told me. So I'm excited to find out.
It was exciting to write it. It was a little harder, I have to admit, because I wanted to give some hints, but I didn't want to give too many. So the listeners can speculate, and if they want to even let us know who they think, they can. I know who it is, and they will find out eventually. But for now, It's shrouded in mystery.
I would love to hear what listeners' theories are.
Me too.
Well, before we wrap up, I just want to let our listeners know that we will be taking a short break as we prepare for season two, which we're all very excited about. During that time, we will be releasing our previous Behind the Adventure episodes to the public. There will be plenty of Awe Island to enjoy while we're away. And season one is done, but there is a lot to look forward to. There is one thing we're especially excited about, which is we're working on a book.
Yay!
Yeah. Can you tell us about the book? What can listeners expect from it? And do you have any ideas when it might be coming out?
Absolutely. So early on in my conceptual process, coming up with season one of Adventures on Awe Island, I realized that the story was bigger than one season. And I wanted the season to take place over the course of a year in the kids' lives. And I realized that this likely was going to be a multi-season series. As we've produced these episodes, we've gotten listener comments saying that this should be a book. And we think that's a great idea, too. So it is going through the publishing process, and we're hoping that it will be available in the fall of this year. So stay tuned.
Wow, that's so soon.
It is.
Very exciting. So if you want to stay in the know about the book, you can go to aweisland.com/bookinfo to sign up for an email list to be the first to hear about book news.
Yay.
Well, Susie, thank you so much for looking back on season one with me. This has been a very fun conversation.
Thank you. It's been fun for me too. And thank you for having all the conversations over the course of the season. It's been fun chatting with you.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone who's listened to Adventures on Awe Island and joined us for Behind the Adventure. It's been such a joy getting to share this story with you.
It absolutely has, and we can't wait to share season two with you as well.
Yes, as we mentioned, we'll be taking a short break as we get season two ready. In the meantime, we'll be releasing more past Behind the Adventure episodes to the public. And if you have a question for us, you can send an email to the team at aweisland.com and we might answer it in a future episode. Thanks for listening, and we will see you in season two. Bye.
Bye.